connecting to the Bitcoin community. Technically speaking, Bitcoin has largely run by itself since Satoshi Nakamoto created its Genesis block. But on a human level, it's brought together miners, investors, developers, and ordinary users. Let's look at where to meet them. As usual, Bitcoin.org is a good place to start. The site is nominally run by the Bitcoin Foundation, an organization that was a lot more active in Bitcoin's early years. Because Bitcoin has no central authority, the foundation has only the strength that Bitcoin's users give it. And that's gone down a lot. Still, Bitcoin.org remains a central gathering place. In particular, the community section has links to online forums, Bitcoin communities on social media sites, like Facebook and Twitter, in-person meetups, and live chats through IRC or Internet Relay Chat. Most of these require a one-time free registration. If you're looking for commentary on Bitcoin, here are some publications. Bitcoin Magazine was one of the first. By the way, one of its founders and frequent early writers was the 18-year-old Vitalik Buterin, who later created Ethereum. Then there's Coindesk.com, which I found to be fairly sober and informative. And Cointelegraph, which runs company press releases verbatim, in addition to doing original reporting. If you decide to engage in a cryptocurrency that's not Bitcoin, you'll find that each has its own community in addition to those I just mentioned. For example, Ethereum has discussion boards at forum.ethereum.org. A couple of caveats for when you decide to engage in any of these communities. First, I recommend that you spend some time reading and listening in a community discussion group before speaking up, for two reasons. First, you'll figure out its internal etiquette. Second, you'll discover what its strengths and weaknesses are. I'd also recommend that you not take anything too seriously. Bitcoin's community has a terrible record of people spreading disinformation in order to profit from it. And even people without malicious motives often pretend to have knowledge and authority that they simply don't have. So take all the usual warnings about so-called internet truth and multiply it by five. Here are some things to watch out for. Of course, you should be suspicious of anyone offering substantial amounts of free or discounted Bitcoin. But the funny thing is, this was actually fairly common before Bitcoin was easily converted to dollars. And some legitimate Bitcoin businesses offer sign-up bonuses. But these are typically just a few dollars. Any more than that, and there's a good chance that it's a scam. You'll always see people saying that some new coin is going to go through the roof or become the next Bitcoin, or that Bitcoin itself is about to rise or fall in value. But nobody, and I mean nobody, not a single person on earth, has this information. If they did, why would they tell you? A variation on this theme is, I became a Bitcoin millionaire, and you can too. First of all, there's no proof they made any money. But even if they did, that's mostly a function of luck, not smarts. They have no special insight into the future of Bitcoin. Finally, you'll sometimes see phishing attempts, where you have to enter the password to something, like your wallet or your Coinbase account, often in order to, quote, protect your Bitcoin, or get some free money. Do it, and there's a good chance you'll just find your account completely drained. But despite these warnings, I still love reading Bitcoin news. Like a living volcano, its youth makes it extremely active and exciting.